can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Well, shit now.
Well, shit fire.
Well, shit fire.
Big homies, another episode. Keep moving, homies. Big homie JoJo, how you doing? Good.
Yeah, I'm great. Yeah, I feel like I can breathe. I feel free. I feel happy. I got energy. I didn't get no dick.
You said you didn't get no dick?
No, that's what he said.
Yeah.
No,
he said. Oh,
I did. Yeah, I'm like, why you feel so free? Nah.
Niggas always think we happy because of y'all. Like, I'm happy with myself.
So
I'm
a nigga would make you happy right now. A nigga would make your life better right now.
Yeah.
I'm glad you admitted that in front of the people, because a lot of women love to say like, "Oh, I don't need a nigga for shit." Then be on Instagram crying.
Yeah, I might say that sometimes, but deep down.
Yeah, big homie Danny from the DVSN back in the building. How you feel?
I'm good. What's up? What's up?
Toxic Tunes in the building.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Shit, that's you.
I don't make toxic music. We don't make toxic music. We make honest music. We make honest music. We don't make toxic music.
Whoa.
Debatable. But what are we getting into first, JoJo? What's first on your
own? I want him to say what he was finna say. What you said, honest music.
Mm-hmm. We make music that...
I'm alive. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you weren't going to lie, so go ahead and don't lie.
After you say what you go.
I think toxic things are, you know, toxic is what's in, it's like poison. That's stuff that's meant to hurt people. It's meant to bring things down. Mm. I think that we make honest music, and, you know, sometimes honesty is, you know, not what you necessarily... Yeah, not what you want to hurt. You know, what you want to hear sometimes, because it's, you know, it's a lot to swallow, but... at the end of the day, I think the end result of honesty will always be positive.
Okay. No, just kidding.
No, that's true, though. They want honesty, or do they want what sounds good, though?
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think you still got to make, if it's music, you still got to make it sound good. But, I mean, when it comes to human beings and dealing with them, yeah, a lot of times they just want to hear what sounds good. They don't want to hear the truth, but that's not who we're going to be.
Can you handle the truth? Do you want the truth or what sounds good?
That's like a thin line. I want the truth. I want the truth.
So, she's trying to convince herself right now.
Yeah.
You want the truth sometimes in real life.
This is when I want the truth. I want the truth when I ask you for the truth. That's when I want the truth.
Okay. That's fair.
Even if it hurts?
Yes. If I'm asking you a question, tell me.
But if I've made it thus far and I've skated without something that you've had to ask me directly, can I just leave it there, or am I supposed to bring it to your attention?
No, just leave it there.
Okay,
that's what I was about to say. Cause like sometimes shit, maybe there'd be a situation where you don't find out that you're never gonna find out.
I don't want to know. Like, if
so, we don't want the truth.
I'm saying I don't want to know unless I'm at. Okay, exactly. So because it hurts. So it's like you wanna if you find
you
out.
Live with that lie.
I'm not saying I would rather live with a lie. I don't want you to lie to me at all. But I don't want my dude to come up to me and be like, I thought about fucking this girl at the club last night.
Yeah,
hit her up and she didn't respond, so I didn't get to fuck, but that's on me.
Don't tell me that shit.
Okay, but what if it's that time when I said when me and the boys went to Dominican, they brought some girls through one time, and you know I got some head. Do you want him to tell you that? Ten months later, have you always got away?
Want him to tell
he could have left in Dominican. He doesn't know her name. He doesn't have nothing to do with her.
If we were to
that is the thing about the truth. The truth exists on so many spectrums. Like you
how
talking,
about this?
You
how about
talking
this?
About like if he hit the girl up sometimes. You don't even want nobody motherfucker to think about somebody else.
No, true. I feel that same way. But I wouldn't want to know. I wouldn't want him to tell me. But I would respect him more if he did tell me.
So are you staying in that relationship?
Yep.
Okay. That's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah, because he didn't have to tell me. He told me. He probably would have never got caught.
You see, a lot of men shy away from the truth because in their minds, they're going to end up losing the person that they want by giving them what they say they want, which is the truth. If men felt like, I can tell her this, and by telling her this, we're going to be better off, I think a lot more men would tell the truth.
Well, I think, like, in today's society, things are, like, so sensitive right now. Like, people react. It's very reactionary, right? Like, if you put, like, a little bit out there, if somebody speaks their opinions a little bit too much, okay, fuck them. They're gone. They're done.
Well, what that got to do with their relationship?
No, we're talking about how people handle being told the truth.
I think what he's saying is it's not even so much that people are so sensitive. I think nowadays nobody actually wants to stick anything through. That's where the human experience is right now. Nobody's like getting into issues and working it out and staying and fighting for relationships anymore. Nowadays, the most common thing that you hear is, yo, one red flag and I'm gone. One, you know, one thing you do, it's the moment you make me feel like this, I'm out and I'm going to go find me somebody that does that whole attitude is going to leave a lot of people alone in the end because no one's actually going to stick anything through.
I don't even think that's the attitude. I don't think that's the attitude.
I agree with him. What do you think it is?
I just think that people don't really care about getting like intimate, I guess, or going to that next level with each other anyway. I feel like it's always,
they don't care
it's
about
never life. Genuine. Like,
you said they don't care about
they're life. Not trying to have a really full-blown relationship anyway type of thing.
But part of having a relationship is having somebody that you go through things with, not somebody that as soon as you go through something, it's over.
No, right, I get that. But what I'm saying is they're not even trying to do that. Oh, they're not okay. even trying
That's
to
even
get
goal.
Into a
so
relationship.
What's the goal?
The goal isn't trying to get into a relationship.
Well, what is the goal to you?
Not me personally. What I feel like the goal is today in society, I feel like the goal is that everybody uses everybody.
Everyone's trying to secure,
transactional.
Yeah, it's
secure a lifestyle
genuine,
that looks
nothing
that looks
is
good.
Like you're really trying to get to know this person to carry a, like to build a legacy with. Like I don't think anybody's mindset is on that, and I don't know if it's the women doing it to the men or the men doing it to the women, but it's like it's always like
it's
like
both.
Friction.
I think it's
like,
both, just different ways.
Yeah,
you know, I agree though. I agree. It's definitely a transactional space. Of course.
Yeah, you got one. There you go.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
You got you one.
History.
You got you one.
Yes.
But no, like I said, it's people are using each other. People are not really in it for the long haul, and you know that shit, it sucks. It's the worst part of trying to do it, get anything solid, because on one end your intentions might be there to like, yeah, I'm about to really lock in with this person, male or female, like. But on the other end, they might just be trying to get what they can out of you and then go on to the next person.
Mm-hmm. And if they're not, the other person just going to be scared that that's what they're going to do. Or that's
but, as far, but as far as red flags, like, that is because people are scarred. We got a lot of people out here that if they've seen the signs, it's kind of like if you're in a boat, right? If you're in a boat and you start seeing the shark fins circling you. Shark fins are circling around.
Now get the fuck out.
You're getting the fuck out. You're not going to wait to see if that's a shark or a dolphin. You said some motherfucking, hey, we're not going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to wait. You've seen this before. But even if it is a dolphin, you're scared. You're scarred from the past shark attacks.
Yeah, I think there's
But are people wrong? Are you wrong for going off the red flag?
I mean, this is what I think. I think that it depends on how deep these red flags are. Certain things, obviously, you should never stay for. But, I mean, even me myself, like, I could look at my life and be like, yo, every time I let myself get extremely vulnerable or really let my walls down with, you know, somebody, that was the person that did me the dirtiest.
Yeah.
Right? So, in my life, I can't now for the rest of my life say I'm never letting my walls down because I'll never be happy that way.
Yeah.
I'm never even going to give the chance to be happy because I'm always going to be guarded. So at some point, there has to be you allowing life to happen and then react as opposed to just anytime you see anything, you just jump ship because no one's going to make it that way.
What are some of your red flags?
Oh, man. I think the moment that I start to feel like I'm in something transactional, I'm out. I'll look at it like
that. What are transactional red flags?
We right there. What
mean,
what makes it transactional?
If immediately the moment that we start the moment that we start talking, it's more about what you can receive versus the time that we spent or what's going on between me and you. If you're looking, if you want to pop up when it's something lit or something at a party, or you want to come and it's like, hey, I want to go here and I want to do this and I want to whatever, and it's nothing to do with, like, so you could remove me from the situation and you would still be happy. Then that to me is like, okay,
so
cool.
All right, so I got a question.
This isn't about me.
Let me ask a lot of women this specifically. And like, so like, say you're going out, you want to take a chick out on a date, right?
Right.
You know, you ask like the spot, whatever she likes to eat, but all of these spots are like always 5-star high end restaurants. Do you feel like that is a transactional red flag?
Not. I'm not looking at it like that. I don't mean like, oh, the place that you pick to eat is expensive. I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at more like you're trying to go to a place that has more to do with you being seen there than actually going with me.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I get that, because you know, you are who you are. So women will try to act like semi fuck with you just so they can be around Drake.
Or they can get the life. They can get the lifestyle. They can experience these things. Oh, the so and so did this, and so I want to do that. Versus being like, I want to be around you. Can we sit and watch a movie? Can we talk? Can we do anything?
Have you ever had a girl use you so they can see Drake?
Not that I know of, because no one's asked to do that. You know, and I mean, Drake's he's one of the biggest stars in the world. He's never in one place. It's not like, oh, you're gonna come to see me, you're gonna assume Drake's just hanging out down the street.
Doing their research, they know.
But I'm sure that that's happened. I'm sure that could happen.
Would I do what?
Would you use Daniel to see Drake?
Would you use me to see Drake? Wow, she hasn't answered yet. She hasn't answered yet. Oh my God. Why would I? I'm just kidding.
There
you go.
She's not playing
it. I don't need Daniel to get to Drake.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah. I
could have
used 21
Sam. You see what I'm saying? I could have used Spellhouse. I could have did any to get that done. So, but no. But what I'm not going to say. That you so funny. Now that you say that. But y'all made me forget what I was going to say.
Drake made you forget what you was about to say. You scandalous motherfucker.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, women do that, though. They will use a man for a certain... To be around...
Better position.
Yeah, like, you know, girls will date a celebrity's friend or manager or photographer or something just to be around, just to be seen. Just so they could get chose. Sad.
That would definitely be a red flag.
That would absolutely be a red flag. But I feel like those type of situations are easier to feel out.
Let's not go there. You were in a situation like that you wasn't able to feel it out.
Which one?
The girl that you was laid up with and you called her, but y'all never smashed.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You said I was laid up with somebody.
Yeah, remember?
For this reason?
No. Remember you was with that girl and you found out she was a hoe and you was trying to be on that with her.
Oh yeah. Nah, she wasn't trying to use me for that. She was just a hoe.
Oh.
Yeah. I think another red flag, let me interrupt you guys. I just thought of another one. Bad conflict resolution is a big one for me.
That's actually something very important.
Yeah. Bad communication.
Yeah.
Like how you deal with problems when they arise. If immediately you're the person that's flying off the handle, breaking things, talking to me crazy, saying things that I would never be cool with that.
How many times she got to do that?
To do that? Oh, man.
Not the first time.
No,
you're crazy. I'm going to let it out at least once if you try me. I am.
But let what? So I'm saying what, though?
Like, what I'm going to do?
Yeah, like and what's try you?
Like you lie to my face?
Oh, that's different. No, that's what I mean. I mean, I don't mean if I just... If I did something dirty to you or did something foul to you, I don't expect you to take it with a smile. I'm not saying that.
What
I'm saying is that, like, if we just in a regular, an argument or a
why didn't you give me no knee?
Something that could have been solved in 2 seconds.
Okay.
You know, oh, you didn't hit me back to da 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 da. You know, if that turns into like, you know, that's why I don't fuck with you because da-da-da-da-da, so you dis da-da-da-da-da-da, you're a fucking embarrassment to da da. Like, whoa,
but
whoa,
when a girl
whoa,
does that, though,
whoa, whoa, wait, wait, where did all this come from?
What is happening right now?
Wait, just relax, everybody. I'm going to try to break down, okay?
Go ahead.
So what did you say to her after she went off like that? Like, what do you, what
my response to those things?
Yeah.
I usually respond with I fight fire with water. I don't fight fire with fire.
So what'd you do?
I'll try and tone it down. I'll be like, listen, first and foremost, this is why this happened, this is why this didn't happen. But you talking to me like this is not okay. I don't know why you feel like that's something that, like, I'll talk like that. And then from there, you're still going, I'll walk.
Like, to a concerned stepfather.
Yeah, I'll just be like,
the way that
you're speaking to me, right? And maybe that bothers them because I talk to them like that. But I'm like, listen, the way that you're moving right now, how do you expect me to ever want to go through things with you? He said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was on the Drake song. Shut your ass up.
Well, no, I had a woman say some crazy, like, we're having a disagreement, like, we're texting this shit. And she said, I don't do the back and forth. Bitch, what you mean? You don't communicate? What are you talking about? What's the back and forth? What's I don't do the back and forth? And you know me. Like, once I get angry, nigga, we need to resolve this shit or I'm about to block you.
This is what I'm
And you know say. I block fast as fuck. I'll block you before you respond.
Could they block me like 4 times already?
Like 5.
I thought it was something recently.
What?
Recently, my boy was telling me how he was in a situation where he was in a picture, like at a club picture, and in the picture, a girl he used to talk to was in the same like booth, but the booth was big.
Mm-hmm.
Same booth. His current girl saw the picture and immediately went and hit up her ex and went on a whole date with him.
Whoa.
That's what I mean, like bad conflict resolution. Like, instead of hitting me up and saying something to me like, yo, what's going on? So she immediately reacted in the worst possible way and made it so that way it's like, so how am I ever gonna try? How do I trust you now?
So,
okay, go ahead.
So she saw
the picture.
The picture. Mm-hmm. And said, fuck this.
No, she didn't go back to him, but she went on a date.
Because
the ex was still hitting her up, still trying to get it. She said, okay, you know what? Yeah, let's go.
I've said
she got her lick back.
JoJo, I've said this before, right? A woman can drop her niggas, she can drop her hoes, and still have instant access to them whenever she wants. A nigga does not have that same privilege.
Okay, so who fault is that? You can't blame us because y'all ain't got it like we do.
That's why niggas be looking to drop their hoe.
Okay, hold on. Now let me respond talk to back. This. Let me. Mm-hmm, yeah, I got a couple things I need to talk about. This one, first off, is we don't know their situation. We don't know how many times she had to tell this nigga, like, don't make me go there with you. Don't make me go there with you.
No.
They were
pretty new. They only been talking for a few months.
Well, then stop trying her then.
He didn't do anything.
So wait. So women.
Wait, you just went on the woman's side immediately with that? You didn't even say, oh, she was wrong. She shouldn't have done that?
Wait, so women use.
Wow.
I don't know their situation.
Leverage?
I don't know their situation. I feel like when a woman does that, she, you know, obviously she does it to hurt that man, you know, to get back at him. Yeah.
It's not like he's a. He's been a cheater in the past. They were just.
But that's
beginning.
What I'm saying. My reasoning, my only logical reason, not saying that it should happen, but it happens. And I used to be a get back ass type of girl, so I know how it goes. Mm-hmm. So usually it's either he was always, now if he was on some bullshit and he was just steadily on bullshit and then she, you know, finally was like, fuck it, then I understand. But if it was like on some first time type shit, then yeah, I don't agree.
Yeah, it was the first time.
How you know?
Because I asked him.
Yeah, I just want you to know, when it comes to relationship and all that, that man not gonna tell you the full story or nothing.
Oh man.
He probably got caught fucking his dog and was like, wow. And she stayed with him. And he telling you ain't nothing happened.
See, this is why we can't get anywhere.
Exactly.
Women refuse to hold other. Why you guys refuse to hold the rest of you guys accountable? You got to be able to hold other women accountable.
I just did. I said, I feel me. This is me.
And then he said, how do you know? He probably fucking his dog. That's what that is. You just made excuses for it.
No, I didn't. I said that the only way it'll be logical for me is if something like that was taking place. If that was the first time, then no, I don't think that she... I don't think
so. Should he still be talking to her?
I don't know. That's on them. What type of relationship they have? Like, did the girl go with the guy when she went out on a date?
She apparently didn't go far. Okay. But she went on a date.
And she was just trying to do it to get his attention. Like, don't play with me.
So that's okay to you.
No, but it was no.
That she harm. Felt like she was, yeah, go ahead and justify it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. This is there's no harm, man.
Yeah, like she didn't do it, you know, purposely. Like she didn't go out with him because she really liked him and wanted to, you know, fuck him.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You just
make him mad. And you just let this nigga have one up on his man.
It's not a one up, it's like a 10 up.
Yeah, you just let this nigga walk around and be like, I just was out with your whole girl. Like, what?
That was his homeboy, you said?
No, it wasn't.
It was his ex.
Oh, her ex, yeah. Oh, I mean, it's an ex, like.
Bruh, no, it don't matter. He got the one up. Because if I go out with a chick who got throughout the whole day, nigga trying to smash. Mm-hmm. He can say the right thing. It's just the right word combination. He's one word combination away from smashing this nigga chick.
Smash
this nigga's
what?
I was trying to combine some words. This is not bad. But smash this nigga chick. I should open my mouth. Pause.
Please.
Shut the fuck up, Joe. Woo.
I didn't even say nothing.
Bruh.
I didn't even say nothing.
Oh my God.
But no.
That's
crazy. Oh, it was another thing I had to circle back on.
I do got. What are your red flags? Your red flags were like six flags. Are you giving a nigga a million chances?
No. My red flags. A guy who ain't got no car.
Whoa. That's not what you mean. That's not what you mean. What you mean is a guy that can't afford a car. Because if I got 10 M's in the bank, 20 M's in the bank, but I just don't drive. Because I just choose not to drive. You know, that's not your issue.
I'll say that he has no means of
transportation. Okay.
To get anywhere. That's a red flag. A red flag is a man having kids and not taking care of them. That's just like, I would never
promise
you ever in my life. I don't know.
What if you got kids but you never see them?
That's definitely a red flag. But that's kind of like the same thing. I already said that.
Like, they just, like, they be with the mom all the time.
You don't have no visitation, nigga?
Shit, he might not like them. But they're taken care of.
No. Wait, may not like the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm not dealing with no nigga like that.
You're not dealing with a nigga that...
No, I'm a very family-oriented person. I came from a very blended family.
So we can't admit that niggas be having kids and they don't want...
I'm sure they do. There's probably some bitter baby daddies out there now.
So you want him to have a relationship with kids he hates?
Why does he hate the kid? Does he hate the kid?
He never wanted the kid.
But it's not the kid's fault. He should hate the relationship he had with the girl, not hate the kid.
Sometimes they don't never understand it like that.
Sometimes the kids be the problem.
I wouldn't, that would never
even. Fuck them kids. I'm sorry.
Wow.
What you about to say?
That would never be, that's not.
My bad, I apologize for the kids around the world. I don't know, that's a nightmare.
I'm sure your dad loves you. It was crazy.
It's fucking nightmare. I saw a story on TikTok, right? These TikTok stories be crazy. This nigga had a kid off a one-night stand from a random chick that came out like to Miami, and she hit him up on Instagram. I was like, you're not getting to that side of my DMs, first of all. You're going to be in the other side. Hey, you got a kid. What?
I think I saw that the other day, and he said, oh, can I see him? And he started posting him.
Yeah, I saw that. You kept the kid from a one-night stand? Bitch, are you crazy? I don't...
She might have been pro-life and just not believed in, you know? What I don't understand is, I still haven't figured this out as men. Like, if we smash someone raw, and we know we nutted, which we know when that happens, how do we not immediately try to get like a plan B before we just leave and just check back in 9 months?
Well, I mean, you can't.
Like, how does that happen?
You can't. Right, yes, you can't. But even if you did give her a plan B, you gotta, like, you know, nigga try to hit me with a plan B. I'm get that.
Wait, really?
Oh. Fling them.
So you want? So you were? So you wanted to get pregnant? Was this a new nigga? You just literally said, "Nah, I'm not. If I get a baby, I'm a baby."
Is that what happened?
Well, he just made this whole scenario up.
I'm asking.
Oh, what are you asking?
Was it a new dude?
No.
Oh, it was your man.
Yeah. Why would I?
Well, I don't know.
That's what we were talking. We're talking about one night stand, and then you came in with the I'm slinging plan B's.
To be honest, that's just how I am. Like, I don't take plan B's. Is this right?
Yeah.
Is it gonna stay?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
You said you don't take plan B's?
I don't take plan B's. I've never had an abortion.
Okay, but what, you don't or you won't?
I don't and I won't.
So if you have sex with somebody
and he
comes inside of you by accident.
He better cross his motherfucking fingers.
Wait, really? Why? Yeah. But why? So you're just okay with having a baby like that? What if you don't know if you want to have a baby with him?
First off, if I don't want to have a baby by him, I wouldn't be having sex with him unprotected. That's number one.
No, what I'm saying, what if it's like, the condom broken?
Then
you'd rather not take a plan B than and possibly have a baby with someone that you don't love and don't want to be with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That's obviously not what I want to do. I don't want to do that. But
you would choose that before having a plan B.
Yeah.
What's the reason for that?
Okay, the reason for it is because
fetus deletus. Out of
here. Because me personally, like, my body, it don't do right with certain shit. For instance, like birth control. Like, if I take birth control,
would you get fat?
No, it fucks my whole female organs.
You get acne?
No, female organs.
Fuck the inside of.
Yes. Oh. Nothing outside, it's all internal. And so, like, I don't take medicine. Like, I don't do any of that shit.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't. When I got on birth control.
You're better off with fucked up organs than the baby.
Let me just tell you this. this is a little TMI, but this is the truth. When I was on birth control, it made me bleed for 3 months straight to where I had to go to the hospital.
Damn, you was anemic?
Nigga, I was damn near dead.
Damn.
So, yeah. So, I don't really fuck around with the fuck around.
Still probably better than a baby.
I don't have a problem with... I really wish I had, like, 10 kids right now. I ain't gonna lie.
With the same dude, though.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with the father of your child?
Mm-mm.
So, you don't have 10 kids by yourself?
No, I'm saying, like...
You want to be in a relationship.
Oh, you would... Like, if you were in a... Long
term. If I could have had 10 kids right now, I would have had 10 kids, is what I'm saying. I'm Hispanic. It's just in our blood. We just want to have a big family. What's wrong with that? Why are you looking at me like it's a problem?
No, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with having a big family if you're in a relationship where you guys are both there. Yeah,
that's
okay.
I get what
you're
saying. But you think I'm going to just be out here fucking 10 random dudes and then.
10 is a lot. My grandma has 7.
Yeah, I grew up in a house with 7 of us, but it's 10 total. You know, I have 2 sides of the family.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, so enough about me and my...
Getting 10 kids, you and your tribe, trying to repopulate the earth.
I don't understand why y'all looked at me. Y'all don't want to have kids? You have kids?
No, I want to have kids, though. I want to have some... I want to get... In my perfect world, I get married and I have kids.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
But see, me, I was outside doing some shit I didn't have no business doing. Right. And God was like, boom!
Yeah.
Baby.
All right, I got a question for you, Jojo.
I'm passed out.
say you got a friend, right? You got a problem and you vent to your friend. Do you want your friend to listen to you vent? Or do you want them to, like, provide a solution?
Provide a solution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like that because I've been in either friendships or relationships with people that were the opposite.
Yeah.
And it's super frustrating.
That shit is like, don't
Don't tell me. You're telling me this. I can give you how to fix this.
But you just don't want that, you resent that. But also, if it's
what tell me a situation with a girl, because I'm confused. What did that girl do to y'all?
I mean, it wasn't
no, like the coming that one. Like
anything romantic, but it's like somebody who presents a problem and they don't want a solution to
it. Oh,
problem.
They just want to like gossip?
They just want
to They just want to tell you this is what happened, this is why I'm pissed off, and this is what's going
if
on.
If you're
this
not
whatever.
Looking for a solution, then you gossiping.
No, but what if it's about themselves? They're not gossiping about themselves.
Oh, okay.
So they're just coming like, hey, you know, the stupid at work went and said this to me, and then they went and did this behind my back, and and it's like, yo, so maybe, oh, why don't you just tell so-and-so that, listen, I'm not, you know, they resent you trying to, like, fix the issue, but it's like, this is fixable.
This is very fixable.
This is not, doesn't have to be that. Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. That's.
Have you ever done that before? That sounds like shit you
do. Why is that like something I would do?
Because like you're hard-headed?
No, I'm not hard-headed. I'm very...
Do you reject issues, like problem-solving?
Yeah. It just depends on... I'm very defensive.
Like, what if you vent and they not...
Can you let me fucking talk?
I thought you were going to stop cussing.
Bleep that out.
go ahead.
I see. That's why you can't stop me. I forget. You know, my mind like...
squirrel.
No, well, for real.
So we're talking about venting though.
Oh, okay. So it's how you deliver it to me. So if I'm venting to you, I'm very defensive. So if I'm venting to you and I'm telling you something and I'm very passionate about it, I'm emotional, like Kodak just pissed me the fuck off at work and I'm telling you how much he gets on my fucking nerves. Like,
have you vented about me before?
No, of course not. So if I was to do that, don't say like, well, first thing you need to do is check yourself. Whoa, because now
that's what I was about to say. Like, what if you bit to somebody and like it's a two-sided issue and they tell you that you're wrong? Are you gonna accept being wrong?
No, I'm gonna get upset on how you tell me. I don't know. That's just who I am. Don't fault me for that. But that's just.
But you're wrong.
So when you
can tell me I'm wrong, but just tell me in the right way that I want to hear it.
How do you want to hear it? How do you want to hear that you're wrong?
So be like.
Can you say, well, look, you know.
Like, okay, I get the situation.
That's probably not the way you should handle that.
Yeah, like, I see why you got mad, but you did kind of raise your voice a little bit, and I don't think you should have did that, or I don't think you should have said that. You probably hurt his feelings by doing that.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
But if I say, well, you're wrong.
Well, first you need to check your damn self. Like, something like that, I'm going to be like.
Oh, okay. I get you.
First of all, you need to check yourself, because who the hell are you talking to? And now we arguing.
I don't know. What else you ask me the other day? Like, would I be mad? Get mad at you for being mad at me.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, nigga, you mad. You can make somebody mad and then they be upset at you. Now you mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're one of those?
Like, you're mad at me?
Because you did something
because
wrong.
I did like, something
you
not
and now you're like, mad
you're
at me.
I'm mad because you're mad at me.
And that makes sense to you. That sounds right.
So, y'all don't understand. When you get mad, that's just emotion. So, you're just, what it is.
Yeah, but shouldn't
you're just
the emotion
feeling some
be...
type of way because you're mad, and I don't want to make you mad.
So, then you should be mad at you.
How do you know what I'm not mad at me. I'm mad at me for making you mad. I'm mad that you mad. I'm mad that I'm just mad that we both in this bitch mad. Because I don't want you to be mad
that's
at me.
Mad. Yeah, you're you should be mad at you.
They didn't go for your bullshit.
No, I'm mad because don't be mad at me. I'm sorry.
Why are they mad at you?
Okay, wait. Do you
are you
quick to say you're sorry? Are you someone that says I'm sorry? That's my bad. I shouldn't have done this. Are you that, or are you the person that when you do something wrong, you don't like hearing that because it makes you feel bad and you don't like having to say I'm sorry? Because a lot of women that I've met in the past, maybe 4 years, they all seem to have that same thing where,
you know,
saying they're sorry is a big deal.
The thing is I don't mind saying sorry, but I don't know when I'm doing something bad.
No, if he tells you.
So most of the time, dudes won't tell. Like, they'll just go
with it. Oh, we'll tell you.
Shit. I must be perfect.
Oh, here we go. What's the timer at?
Cody, why the fuck did you look like that?
Because I'm like, yo.
No, seriously, I won't be able to say sorry in a moment. I will have to calm down a little bit.
Okay, so you are bad at saying sorry.
No,
can I ask a question?
I'm saying I'm sorry.
What? You just said, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I need to understand that. Can you explain that to us for all, even the men in the back in the room? I want to know this. Why? What is the problem with you guys admitting fault and being sorry for things?
Because it's the fact that you guys be trying to make us wrong so many times, or prove that we're just not.
This is not terrible.
Right, and we don't like that. So we not really trying to say sorry because you trying to prove a point.
What?
That we not.
Yo,
this. You know what's crazy? Is this
that
same answer
no.
can come out of multitudes. I'm just confused. That makes no sense. You just did something wrong. You're sorry.
It's your fault.
For what you just did. That's it. No, there's... It's not that hard.
She can say sorry without saying sorry.
No.
Why not?
No, because that's not.
If she
being
do something
sorry.
Wrong, and then y'all go to bed, and
they're
she go
laughing
and then
in
she
the
give
back.
You head like she's saying sorry.
No.
She's doing it like
say,
she ain't never did it before.
Say
you gonna
say
forgive
sorry
her.
In between.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. That can
that'll,
do it.
That'll work.
That works.
Yeah. Ladies, just do it that way. Fuck it. Yeah. See. It's just, she say sorry, she just don't be like, I'm sorry.
No, but okay,
you know, like
not
when a man,
girl,
like a peachy, if he say sorry, he not saying, I'm sorry. He's like doing things to show that he's sorry.
No, we say,
right?
I'm sorry, baby.
And then
I'm
that's
so
it.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
And
things.
This, on top of the this,
this,
on top of the this, on top of
the
this. Eating your booty for 3 weeks straight.
Whoa. 3 weeks of
okay, it's just me.
Clappers.
I'm just kidding. But
nah.
No, I'm saying, but you say sorry on top of those other things.
But
right?
You just said you can't say sorry in the moment. So look, if me and you
in
are,
the
if
moment
me,
being like, you didn't want fucking noise, I can't believe I did it. No, but you were wrong. You did it. And I'm gonna be like,
All right, my bad.
I'm like, okay, I did it.
My bad. See? Okay,
oh,
I did it is
okay,
not saying I'm sorry. That's not sorry.
What is the satisfaction of saying sorry anyway,
oh,
if you know
my
she's sorry?
God.
What? So you don't feel like you need to apologize.
I didn't say that.
Why aren't you already knowing that I'm sorry for the thing that
I did?
Even though
I didn't
now
say,
I'm mad at you.
Even though I didn't say I'm sorry and I
nope.
didn't act like I'm sorry.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, why is saying sorry so important for you guys to hear?
Because
that's all I'm asking.
I'm not,
I can't even ask
the
a question.
The same reason it is for you guys, for one.
Mad, and I'm getting mad at you.
Yeah, the same reason it is for you guys, for one. But two, it allows us to me to acknowledge, okay, she... wishes she did not do that.
Yes.
She looks at this as a mistake or as an error versus just saying, yeah, I did that. That just sounds like you're doing it with your chest.
Yeah, I just think that women just think that they don't really need to say sorry because maybe it don't really matter that much to y'all.
It do matter.
What? That's why we're always trying to get it out of you when you do something that
I'm saying, like,
hurts us.
Maybe that's why.
No, that's not it.
Okay, so you guys want to hear, I'm sorry. You want to hear, I love you. You want
to
hear, I miss
tell
you.
Your man
tell
you
your
sorry.
Man you're sorry.
So y'all want to be cuddled up on
yeah,
and all mushy and
sure.
all that?
Sure, why
God,
not?
God forbid yeah. a man
wants to
be
loved.
Like, you know,
I'm sorry.
Just show some emotion. Like, damn, does this dude really matter to you?
I just want to know, because men, you have to understand, sometimes men act, are, like, so hard and so tough.
So soft.
Because
and
we
like,
have to be.
We have to be. That's
okay,
why
but
we,
if
you're
going
to
be soft, then be soft. And
that's
say you
why,
wanna
no,
be soft.
That's
because,
no, but that's why. No, that's why when we come to you.
Be too soft. Not your bitch ass.
Yeah.
I didn't say too soft.
He needs to know. He needs to be able to maintain being, you know, sturdy and solid. But you are the person that should be able to soften him up if you're the woman that's
can your man be soft around you?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Why would I be lying?
You
why?
Can't even say you're sorry. You said, what? You want to be cuddled on?
You want to be
you want to be loved?
You want to be treated like a bitch.
You
also. See, this is why a lot of the viewers and people, like, because I talk for the people. I talk for what I know, what I've seen, what I've been through. So I know certain things. But y'all got to understand, don't get me confused. Just because I'm telling you certain things don't mean that that's how I feel about something. I ask the questions that people want to know. Like, is that what you want? I want my man to be very vulnerable with me. I want my nigga to be all up, okay?
Yeah.
All up, right up under me. Be in my skin. I want you to be so comfortable and vulnerable with me. Like, some shit that you, when you go outside and you, this whole total different person than you are when you inside with me. That's what I want.
And he's only going to get that way if he knows that that's a safe place for him.
Right.
And that can't be a safe place if you can't even get an apology from you.
The thing is, but I just told you, like, I have no issue with apologizing. But just like there's things that you guys don't know about women, there are things that we don't know about you men. There, we only can just assume
because absolutely of right
how
about
you
that.
Guys act or what you guys say. And that's why a lot of times people are like, oh, you're so emotional, because a lot of times men don't know how to express their emotions.
But really? What I will say on top of this, sorry not to cut you off, is you're right. A lot of women don't know what's going on inside of a man's mind. But what I will say, different than men, women don't ask. Very rarely are we as men asked,
are you okay?
Are you okay? How do you feel? So what did that make you think? Oh, so I get it now. I understand what's going on with you.
Yeah.
We don't get asked those kinds of questions.
No, I understand that. I feel that way too. But then again, you have to understand, in a woman's mind, she's thinking, not thinking that she don't want to cater to you or anything like that. She's obviously thinking about catering to you, loving you and things in that manner. And she might just feel like as a woman, men are supposed to be like all for her. What do you do? Like, what are you doing? How you doing? How you feeling? And all this other extra stuff. Not saying that she don't want to do it, but she probably don't know that she's supposed to. She might really just not know. I don't think it has anything to do about her caring or not, but if men are going around saying, I want her to care about how my day was, that's something that has to be said, because women don't know that.
Yeah, but and that's where you get the toughness of guys, because a lot of times we're not going to go and tell you, oh, I want you to ask me how my day was.
That's
that
my
just,
point.
That just feels soft.
But that's not our fault. But I understand why you guys do that. But
why isn't there just a general rule of just reciprocate the things that are good?
I don't know. There's just certain things that people know or people do in their habits, and they see things and they don't see things, and then shit just end up being the way it is. I don't fucking know.
Well, I mean, people out there, ask your partners how they're doing.
Check on them,
whether it's a man or a woman that you're with.
You good checking. Yeah.
Yeah, you like.
I'm chilling with JoJo. You good checking.
You so funny. But me personally, though, I will ask whoever I'm fucking with how their day is going, because I actually genuinely give a fuck about how your day was. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't really be something that should be a problem if someone's not asking how your day was. Or, you know.
But the guy has to be comfortable enough to tell you how his day was instead of, I'm fine, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, anytime anybody asks how your day was, the general answer is just, it's good. It's cool, it's fine. Cool. Regular, you know, same old shit. That's what anybody says about anything.
Because shit happens every day, so if he gets into the complexities of his day, then you're really having a conversation. But the easy answer is, like, when anybody asks you how you doing, cool. He might be going through it.
Right.
But you should be able to pick up the signs. Like, if your dude is not okay, would you be able to notice that without him telling you?
She's going to say yes.
Of course she is.
I think everybody thinks that. But I don't know if everybody. Some people don't.
The last relationship I was in, we knew each other for over 10 years. Mm. So.
Yeah, you obviously know everything. Yeah. Like you can tell when even the energy is different.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why y'all be trying to get on me like I ain't shit, because I'm actually the most perfect person.
Just the fact that you said that kind of, just.
I am. Just don't lie, because if you lie, I'm going to smack the shit out you. That's it. See?
It's not asking much.
Well, let's get into it. Big Homie's Kiss. Let's talk about this new project, man. not as toxic as the last time. You know, this is more more leveled. The thing that Kat, what's up with this cover?
Yeah, that shit crazy.
What's going on?
You know, you're
it's very artistic.
You're being pulled at by, you know, all the. I mean, the cover is obviously a bunch of women, you know,
yeah.
all the issues and things that, you know, you might be trying to work out are pulling at you. You know, they're trying to take away from either your growth or the person you want to be, or, you know, you're still working on being better with certain issues with them. And you know, you're working it out. It's representing the struggle. That's why the face is that way. You know, it's a struggle every day to continue to work on your karma, be a better person.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So let's get into the single. Like, damn it, the I was telling Malcolm, I'm like, ooh, I missed this listening party. That shit looked like it was hype.
No, yeah, it was good.
Roger P. Henson in the party.
Yeah.
Shout outs to her, man. That's dope that she came.
JD, you back in the lab with JD. So let's talk about the music, the inspiration. The last project you were telling a story, even though, you know, we started with the Toxic Tunes, it was actually more complex than that, more layered than that. What can we expect from this one?
Yeah, I mean, wait, are you talking about If I Get Caught with the last one?
Yeah,
so it's the same album. It's the same album. But this is the full story is there now. So now you guys get to see where that takes you, you know. Like we're talking about with cheating, you know, If I Get Caught, it was very ego-based. You know, it's a very ego-driven act.
Yeah.
And, you know, the next record that we dropped had, was us and Jagged Edge. And, you know, it's showing a very hurt ego and a very hurt pride. And you're saying a lot of things that, you know, you're not that proud to say, but you're coming from a vulnerable state because you want to fix something, but you're still a little bit stuck in your pride. And now it's like, you know, you're out here doing this with this person. You're at this party with this guy. What are you doing? Like, you know, you haven't even checked on me and you're out on boats with these niggas. You know, those feelings that come up, which is real, you know. And then, you know, the album progresses and it keeps going like that, you know. It starts to break down all the different phases and stages of that and then trying to turn it back around and, you know, where that can lead you. Sometimes the karma that you dealt out in the beginning finds its way back to you.
As I'm listening to you talk about this, I can only marinate on my own experiences with women. What is your take on ghosting?
Like just never talking to somebody again or being ghosted?
Being ghosted.
So a woman just straight out the blue, just never saying a word to you again.
Yeah.
What's my take on that? Yeah. I mean, you must have done something terrible for her to do that. Or
I don't think it got to be terrible.
You did terrible in her mind.
No.
Terrible in her mind. What's the reason to get ghosted?
Because she don't fuck with you.
Right.
You can get ghosted for having the wrong response.
Sure can.
But that's bad conflict resolution.
You can't get
messed
if she don't want to mess up her energy rocking with whatever you said. So
ghosting is bad conflict resolution.
No, only depending on what the reason is. Maybe she don't want to resolve the conflict because she don't care enough to.
Right.
So you can't say that.
See, one thing about ghosting is it's something that tells a lot of truth because it says, I can live without you. Don't matter to me.
Yeah.
Right? So if she can do that to you, that's not only, that's a sign
for her. It's a lot of communication with no communication.
Yeah, with no communication. That says everything you need to know.
That's the
craziest. It was not that deep to her.
That is the craziest, it has been like a grammar term for some shit like that because a lot of people say you know, it's no communication. Ghosting is perfect communication.
Yeah.
Because somebody just says,
that just means I ain't fucking with you. Yeah. Just realize.
They made up their mind. And they
don't get mad. Just it is what it is.
Yeah, because you can't get mad. Who you going to get mad at? Nobody get mad at.
Shit, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to get pissed. You go see
who are you going to get mad at?
At that person. And when I see you, I'm going to be like.
Do you play video games at all?
Yeah, I play Call of Duty.
All right, so when the screen says your opponent has left the party.
Yes.
Who the fuck are you going to get mad at?
Yeah. I mean, you can be mad at them in your mind. Like, damn, you left the party. But at the end of the day, yeah, you're sitting there talking to yourself about it.
Yeah, and the best thing.
I'm still get upset.
You said what?
She's gonna be upset.
I'm gonna still get upset.
I mean, you can get upset, but
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. After I ghost you and I see you at the party and you walk in,
bad as fuck.
I'm gonna be ghosting you. In live and direct, you're gonna be like, I can't believe he's publicly ghosting me.
You're gonna be like, hey girl.
That's the other side of ghosting.
Never.
I mean, let me say, not you, but him. Whoever that dude is who ghosted me, that's how he gonna be.
Okay. Has anybody ever ghosted
you before? I'm saying, if he's a stand up, if he knows what he's doing, he has to carry that energy in person.
I haven't been ghosted.
That's a trick, fellas.
What was it?
You said what?
I said a clue to the fellas, all right? If you ghost a chick and then you see her, no matter what she looks like, who she's standing with, or whatever nigga she walked in with, or her section's popping, You have to continue the ghost in real, live, and direct.
Ghosting really makes you.
You have to. It elevated.
It makes you elevate.
Because no matter what, she in her mind is going to go nuts. She's going to be like, I can't believe I look this good. He's not even looking over here to notice I look this good. He's not even over here noticing I'm with so-and-so. He's not even noticing that. Oh, my God. She's going to go insane, and she's probably going to hit you and say, she's definitely going to hit you, and she's going to hit you and say, wow, I can't believe you're still acting like that. I guess you're still mad, huh?
I don't know. That's not,
one of those messages coming.
As a guy,
I don't know. I'm too player for this shit.
You cannot allow her to have a better sex than you.
I got to exit the conversation.
You got to start by starting.
My shit ain't going to work like that. Let me tell you how my shit going to work. The nigga gonna sit there and do all that you just said. He gonna be acting like and acting like. He gonna be acting like.
There's no act.
Oh, it's a. It's
I'm
a
not
act.
Looking.
I see you looking.
But I'm not saying look and don't get caught looking. I'm saying don't look.
I see you trying to not look.
No.
I see it'll be you not easy. Trying to look. Yeah, done. I can tell when you're doing something intentional. Like, I can see.
But that won't bother him. Cause what's gonna happen now? When you leave the club.
It's not about bothering
now him. When you leave the club and he leaves the club, what happens?
I'm gonna be satisfied because I knew he wanted to look over there and he was trying real hard not to.
She just convinces herself of it.
She just tells she created imaginary. I'm gonna know in your heart.
Finish the story in your head.
Yeah, so nothing happened. Okay, cool.
I'm saying if I could tell that you're purposely trying to not look.
No, he's just gonna carry on with his life. Mm. I'm great at that, by the way. Mm-mm. I'm great at just.
I don't know, guys.
Because I always like the shit that makes. And I said some big facts before. Like, the shit that makes me, and I might be kind of insane. But I have a. Do you have a fence?
No.
Okay. I don't have a fence, but I have multiple accounts. So I may look at your story, but I'm never gonna look at your story from my page. I'm gonna check in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do random check ins just to make sure.
Do you do random check ins?
Your life is still.
I've done it.
On how? From your page or from a different from somebody else's page?
Oh, I'm not gonna check the stories.
But if it's from my page,
I might check the gram and see what's going on.
But you don't check stories.
I'm not gonna tap the story.
Not even from somebody else's page.
I'm not gonna be that guy.
What she don't post? Like her last post was like 2019.
Right. Like, gotta leave it alone.
She updates the story. I know people like that shit's so crazy.
Yeah, me too.
You gotta leave it alone.
Yeah, man.
Because for me, it's like I also know that I'm a
pop up at the top. You got a blue check.
No, not just that, but I'm a problem solver. I'm somebody that is always looking for a way to be in a positive place with somebody. So if I have actually gotten to the place where I'm ghosting you, that's because you did some foul shit. So,
but like, what if she's like?
I'm fine.
What if like physically that she's all that shit? Like she's everything you want.
I've had situations where it's like, yo, if I could dream up a girl, she would look something like this, and me and her are not talking anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've checked sometimes, you know, sitting in my room. Then
that's what that song's about.
That's what the song "What's Up with Jagged Edge" is all about. It's exactly that. And even in the video, that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting there scrolling and I'm seeing her and she's with her friends, and it's that idea. But I'm not gonna let her know.
Yeah,
I can't
give her the benefit of the doubt.
But unless you're ready to go for it, if you're ready to really looking just pull up and be like, look, I want to fix this.
Looking at the story from your page. Like waving the white flag after going.
Yeah, you can't look. I can't look at the story from my
because page. If somebody who did me dirty in the past, like when we fill out, if I look at my story and I see them in that shit, somebody we talked about this shit before. Somebody took this shit a step further. They liked a random ass story post, and you know the story posts show up more than just the Instagram. You can see who likes your story. So if you like my you liking a random ass story and we not talking no more. That's you waving a white flag.
I mean, I would ghost somebody. I would probably ghost you because you don't get the hint. You know,
don't get the hint that you're not interested.
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's ghosting.
You don't?
I think that's still ghosting, and that's a good like, and that's a good reason to
if
ghost.
If you keep texting me and you see I'm not on that, and I done already done told you that, and
that's why I don't think. It's
and
ghosting.
Then you keep texting and I'm not responding,
anything after that isn't ghosting.
Well, that's one way.
Actually, no, he's right. I guess ghosting is out the blue, like, the drop of a dime.
She's going good.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I haven't.
Mm. Have you ever been in a situation where you're talking to some, maybe you might have something going on or something that you had going on. You start with somebody else, entertaining a little bit, but then this thing comes back, and so now you just ghost the other
person. That's what I was about to say, yes.
You've done that. Those ones. Because we never know. We never know. We still, we're really like, what
exactly?
What is it? And we have to wait for the grand pick to pop up with you and homie, and then we're like, oh, that's, oh, she's pregnant.
Oh, she's
with homie.
I had a situation like that. This guy, he was like, I feel like I missed out on my husband.
Damn. No, you didn't.
But I was fucking with this guy, but he was just, I was basically cheating back. And I just kept this dude around. He was such a good nigga, and I never really gave him, like, the proper
chance.
Yeah, and then when my nigga, like, got it together, I just ghosted him completely.
So you were talking to a guy, and then you had this other guy in your back pocket, and the guy in your back pocket started acting right.
I had a guy who wasn't acting right. He was my whole
nigga.
And she
was cheating on him with this guy in her back pocket.
We weren't having sex or anything like that, but, like, we went out a couple times. Like,
I've been that guy.
We vibed. We had a real good time together.
I was almost that guy.
I've been that side guy. That's,
I was
that's
almost that guy.
But he never knew he was a side guy.
No, I didn't know either.
Yeah.
I didn't know till later on. And I found out. I was like,
still don't know to this day. But yeah, that just happened.
You had to do it. Yeah,
I was almost that guy. She told me I was that guy.
I wish I could find him.
And I appreciate him telling me that.
No, don't do that. Because you know what? There's a reason you didn't go for him. Mm-hmm. There's something that you want that wasn't present enough to make it urgent that you were with that person.
No, he was
something.
But my heart
something
was just somewhere else.
I'm saying he didn't have your, maybe he didn't have your heart.
I didn't give him enough time to get my heart.
Okay.
I didn't give him
a proper chance. Not your heart. Yeah.
I had a girl like try that shit, but she told me she was trying that shit, and I appreciate her for telling me that, but I had to leave.
She said she was trying what?
Like, I'm talking to this guy, and we going back and forth, but I really just need somebody in between right now. Like, oh, that's fine. Click. Try that shit with somebody else.
I just need somebody in between.
Yeah, like, I appreciate you being honest, but I'm not no rebound, nigga. Mm.
I feel that.
But shit, man. So, what's the name of the project?
Working on my karma. Working on my karma. Project album is out today. Uh-huh. Definitely executive produced by Jermaine Dupree. B. Cox, 1985, and yeah, it's a roller coaster. So I suggest you listen to it with caution. Yeah, there's gonna be records that you guys love, can do your thing to, can get busy to, but then there's gonna be songs that are gonna make you stop and talk. Maybe some songs that I make start a conversation.
So
wait, you agree with this? How do you feel? What would you do if?
So this what you believe?
Like,
matter of fact,
like you just sit there vibing.
I know exactly what I'm doing tonight.
Just turn this shit down.
Go get some wine.
So, I just want to know. Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a couple records like
that. Oh, that's it. That's one. I think it's funny.
I think it's real funny.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How?
But hey, you know, the motto is what goes around.